RadioRadio.com. Yeah. My name is Mad Max, and I approve this message.
DJ Max Heat, Conscious Thoughts, Conscious Entertainment LLC, ConsciousEntertainmentRadio.com, ConsciousEntertainment.us, and .com, RealHotChat.com, RealHotChat.com, RealHotChat, MuseArtWorld.org. Check us out on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, all over, Blogger, Onzi, everybody out there know me. This is Conscious Entertainment, DJ Max Heat.
This call is now being recorded.
Ooh, that's what's up. See, I ain't know I could do that.
Oh, I gotta make sure I watch what I say, man. I got one.
Yeah, man, that's kind of crazy, too. So I'm speaking with my man, 1111, right now. 11, the Ego Crusher. You still go by Ego Crusher?
Yes, sir.
All right. Y'all already know.
Sir.
Everybody got egos nowadays. So what's been going on in New York, man?
Well, right now, the storm got it locked down crazy. I was putting pictures up of Olivia Newton-John on Facebook from Greece. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
Turn it up. Sandy killed it out here. Taught it.
Really? All the way to Greece?
Train, none of that. Yeah, well, Olivia Newton-John played Sandy in Greece, so, you know.
Wow. I see. Okay. I'm a little slow. That's funny. That's a good one. My sister loved that movie, Grease. I ain't gonna love
it. Yeah, Grease is a jump off. Don't tell nobody.
That's funny, man.
Don't tell nobody I like Grease.
Ah, man, I know, man. I want to do a remix to that, man. That first intro song they got on there.
Oh, yeah. I think Fry's the one of them just went into that.
Oh, man. I thought mine was original.
That's
one of the
greatest soundtracks.
It's all good, though, bro. But tell the audience where my people can find you at.
Right now, you can hit me on Twitter. I'm not good with Twitter, but you can hit me on there. I know how to accept friends and DMs. That's all I really know how to do. At 11950, the word 11, the number 950. On Facebook is She Got Next DVD, She Got Next 2, T-O-O, and 11 Ego Crusher.
All right. That's what's up. So I've known you for a while. You know, you've been putting in a lot of work towards your career, your craft. I met you as an MC, I'm not really sure what was going on back then, but I thought you were just strictly MC, and then you just kind of took off and just took on different roles, man. You got to tell the audience how you got started.
Yeah, as far as that, yeah, I was always doing the, rap thing, you know, and the more you go, and not too many artists recognize it, and, you know, some artists are built for it, some artists are not, some artists try it, some don't. But, you know, a lot of times you're forced to do a lot of stuff yourself, you know? You're forced to put out your own mixtapes. You're forced to send your stuff to radio. You're forced to come up with your own concepts and ideas, you know? And at the time, this was some years back, probably like around like 2003, 2004, I had a situation going on with Universal. And I did an album called Lonely at the Top. And I was tired of just putting my stuff out on the street. You know what I mean? The game is a little different than it was now, a little bit. You know, and the person said, well, look, this is what you just have to do to get it going. You know, and I started working with, that's how I really started working with other artists. You know? And I fell into the female thing, if I'm mistaken. And so there was always something I believed in, but I fell into it by mistake. But other than that, as far as the artist thing, you remember I was doing radio for like 3 years. I mean, I kind of like stopped. Actually, I think two of the joints we had did, me and you had did, those really motivated me to get back into it. You know what I mean?
That's what's
and
up.
Of course, you know, I had Dane to Dane behind me.
Yes, sir.
Entertainment. We did the whole MDI thing that fell through. I was down with Team White Owl, I mean, which is cool. I grew up on with White Owl mixtapes. You know what I mean? At least here in New York, like, if you want to. Instrumental mixtape, you go with White Owl or J-Arms or DJ Jedi, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Just to be part of that team for me is crazy because that's one of my favorite DJs. And that's pretty much what I got going on the
artist
side. You know what I mean?
Well, what are some of those mixtapes that you put out when you were first getting on, like first doing your thing, like before
the
virus?
I did like 04, 03, 04, I did a Rockaware Hot 97 mixtape that I was working with. Rockaware sponsored me at one time. And yeah. I did real good on the street. Like, I didn't know nothing about no that diff or none of that other stuff. So I was out. You know what I mean? And then a couple of years later, I did one called Hustle and Flow. You know what I mean? And once I did the Hustle and Flow mixtape, it pretty much took off. I dropped it like the same time that the movie dropped. I had the picture. You be seeing my jersey looking like movies. You know what I mean? Yep. And after that, we did the, you hosted the Munich mixtape. You know what I mean? I did the Block Hustle drum with Ron G. Then you hosted the 11 Cold. I mean, it was just a bunch of mixtapes. You know what I mean? Then it was Steve Rogers mixtape.
What made you want to do radio?
Actually, you know what? No, I'm actually jumping to some other shit right now.
I don't want to do.
That's all good because you was there. But I never wanted to do radio. You know what I mean? Shout out to my homie Cool AB, Flying Your Radio. You know what I mean? He came to my block, you know, he's seen, you know, a lot of artists and stuff like that, and he seen it was a good opportunity. Me, myself, I was focused on being a rapper and working on the television show called Rap Dreams. I mean, the partner that I was working with at the time pretty much pushed the issue for it to be a radio station. I used to, I want to call it interning, because I really wasn't a student, but I was at City College Radio. You know what I mean? And I was helping them out there with, like, promotion and getting artists and music and stuff like that. So the idea came up, my ex-partner at the time, brought it up, like, he needs to do this. Now, like, that's too much work. You know what I mean? But I got sucked into it for, like, 3 years, and it was a nightmare. You know what I mean? But I learned a lot. It was a nightmare, but I learned a lot. You know what I mean?
And the lessons in life and the music industry, for sure.
Yeah, word. And then, after that, I just had to rebuild myself up to what it is right now.
Yeah, so right now we got She Got Next DVD, which is a totally different thing. There's a lot of different names that people have heard of, individuals that are still to come. It's a very powerful unit, and it's all female, so why don't you give us some information about that, man?
Yeah, you know, at the time when I was doing the radio station, I had a lot of time to think. I mean, and I was always a fan of female artists. Every time I worked, I always had a female artist or two. And I had met Rod Digger at a film festival. And I had a dude that was down, but he wanted to go off and do his own. And when I spoke to her, I think I gave her a package or something. And she was like, "Oh, you got all girls. That's hot. Keep it up." And I never even really, like, thought about it. I was like, "Oh, okay." And a few years later, like I said, I was thinking about it. And I said, "You know what? Let me do She Got Next." You know what I mean? I was building a relationship with Luck. I had a relationship with Baz already. And I was going to do it like a battle DVD. I had to do some battles, whatever. But I don't know. I had no idea. I had no idea how hard it was to get females to battle. You know what I mean? So I want to give Baz his money a shout out for the Queen of the Ring and all the females over there. You know what I mean? Because they, however they did it, they made it work. But Eva hit me. Eva was like, "Yo, you need to turn this into a documentary." And I said, "Oh." Like, I was still bugging. I was on the phone with Eva.
Right.
"Yo, you need to turn it into a documentary." So that's pretty much how it went from there. And I was building up relationships, building up more relationships. And as I was going along, what I was doing was I was always working with unsigned females, you know. I still do, you know, I still got love for unsigned females, you know. And I did have other females that artists are familiar with, some that I'm working with now that was, that wanted, you know, wanted me to do certain things in certain areas, or I'll help them do certain things in certain areas. But I always felt like I wanted to introduce somebody new. And you should got next to that outlet, you know? and they would respect it, and it was cool, but it was just so much of a hassle, you know? And these girls that I have now that people are familiar with, and the same females that the unsigned female artists look up to, they just don't give me any problems, you know? And if it is a problem, it's something small or something I overlook. You know what I'm saying? It's not such a headache, you know?
Right.
And it was probably like two situations in particular, you know, that made me be like, okay, I'm up. Let me focus on this over here. You know what I mean? And honestly, some of the girls I'm working with now, I thought that they would be a headache. You know what I mean? I did at first. You know what I mean? But
they business. I feel you.
Yeah. They only I learned from them. You know what I mean? I learned a lot from them. You know what I mean? Especially Luck and Mar Barker, even Bags. You know what I mean? She got her thing going, and you know, I go to the Queen of the Ring, and she got next, and she helped me get girls, and she got next and stuff, and Adonis to Amazon. I got Lady Luck. Who else? Gloria Velez. I mean, me and Gloria Velez been friends for years. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I remember when that came about.
I was trying to get Gloria for the Rap Games television show. And me and her had built a relationship, and she was telling me some things that was going on with her and her music career at the time. And we had lost contact and stuff. I move around a lot.
It happens.
We had lost contact. Yeah. And we recently got back up, and it was like, you never stopped. I mean, it was like just picked right up from where we left off at a few years ago. Who else? Canary Diamonds. Actually, me and Canary Diamonds, we got the same manager. You know what I mean? We did the oldest joint together. You know what I mean? And that's a perfect example, because I went to Mad Girls when Oldest first came out. This is like before Jada and Styles P did it. And girls like, I don't know what that is. Who's that? What the fuck is that? And they were just like, yeah, okay, go out to the over to you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
DJ Lazy K, you know what I mean? Shout out to Murder Baby. You know what I mean? So, you know, and I was a fan of all of these girls. Of all of them. You know what I mean? I was a fan of all of these girls. So sometimes it's real surreal that I'm working with them or I'm traveling with them or, you know, doing music videos and songs and all kind of crazy stuff and producing and stuff like that. It's real surreal sometimes, you know?
That's what's up, man. I want to ask you, you got individuals that are listening. They want to know, how can they get a part of it, whether male or female?
Well, as far as the males go, I mean, if you see the documentary trailer, you see I do have males in it. Like a lot of people think like, just because she got next, they can't be in the documentary because they're guys. You know, guys have their opinions on it too. Guys have different opinions on it. So that's not the problem. You know, it's all about the views on it. Actually, I wouldn't mind interviewing a guy that feels negative towards the female movement. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it shows the balance. You really want to show why. Like, what's the problem?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? As far as the ladies go, of course, yeah, hit me up. You know, like I said, I have to slow certain things down because if you just run around and just throwing everybody on it, not only does it pull away from the brand, it also pulls away from what it represents.
Yeah.
You know? And I support and love all the females. You know what I mean? And sometimes it's hard to tell somebody no. You know what I mean? But I still support you. You know, it's hard to do that sometimes. You know what I mean? But yeah, you know what I mean? And I get a lot of, I've been getting a lot of all kind of hate mail and Facebook messages. And there's even like a lot of women that don't support the female movement, you know?
Really?
And especially a lot of men. Like, the dumbest thing I hear men say is, they don't like female rappers. Like, that's so stupid to me. Like, because I'm sure when it was coming up, they liked the MC Light, Queen Latifah, the Roxanne Shanté. I'm sure they liked somebody. know what I mean? And a hot record is a hot record.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean? I mean, and I talk about this in the documentary. Think about this, Max. Like, I don't know how it is out there, but here in New York, when you go to a bootleg spot, right, if you can find one, and when they have the book, or, you know, they'll give you a book, and the book will have hip-hop, yeah, R&B, reggae, and then it'll have female rappers or female rap, ladies and hip-hop. Like, they put it in a whole different section.
And they got, like, two names on there.
Yeah, and then it's like, you know, you see, like, Maisie K, Best of Remy Martin mixtape. I mean, some little crazy like that. I mean, but it's like, yo, it's the same thing as what the is doing. Know what I mean? It's crazy. Like,
it's a big game, and they definitely ain't playing fair out here.
Right.
Sure,
that's why I'm doing this tour thing, and getting this tour thing together with the sponsors and stuff like that, and getting and working with these talented ladies that I'm working with now, because I really want to show the world, you know what I mean, show the world, even outside of the hip-hop community, that there's more than one female rapper, you know what I mean? No offense to Nicki Minaj or anybody else that's doing it. There's more than one, you know what I mean? All these girls, Shauna sold records. Shauna was like the first female to have like a number one, one of the first females to have a number one joint on the charts, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, and held it down for a very long time. You know what I mean? Ma Bach is a platinum-selling artist. She did a record with Gerald Levert. You know what I mean?
Crazy.
She has two or three songs on Billboard. Lady Luck was signed to Def Jam. Daz Bunny was on that one.
Early.
So they might more
like, you know,
from TV. You know what I mean? DJ Lazy K is documented as the number one DJ in the country. You know what I'm saying? But for somehow, some reason, all of that gets overlooked. And it's crazy. You know?
That is.
Word.
That's a big topic right there, man. I'll do something with that. Maybe,
yeah, so one of the things that I do is I always, you know, like I said, I'm big fans of them. So sometimes I approach them as a fan, and I look at them as a fan, but I also approach things at a marketing and the business aspect as well. Meaning, if I'm somebody and I say, oh, I like this particular rapper over here, but you know what she needs to do? I like to see her in the movie. I like to see her on a reality show. Maybe she needs to write a book. Maybe she needs her own documentary. You know what I'm saying? And I will work and put those, you know, talk to them about it and move those, and then that's what will make people go, oh, okay, cool. Oh, that's the rapper or whatever, you know? Because sometimes it's more than just dropping a record and dropping a mixtape and then they go on World Star and it's 50 and then that's it. You know what I mean? But then you have some artists that need that. You know what I mean? All these ladies are different. You know what I mean? And they brand within themselves. You know what I mean? And I really want to make that clear. I mean, that's what I do in every interview. Because I don't want people to think like, oh, 11 is doing this. Like, they didn't own brands before I met them. You know what I mean? So, that's what it is.
Now they got the word. What advice did you have to individuals that are in the industry in general, whether male or female?
That I like?
Just advice for advice. I'm sorry.
Oh, advice. Oh, okay. I didn't say what I like. Stay consistent. Stay consistent. Focus, whatever your aspirations are and your inspirations are and everything that you want to do to push your brand, that you have to do to push your brand, start doing it now. You know what I mean? Because like I said, I'm going to wait till I get my deal. Then I'm going to, you know what I mean? I'm going to wait till I get my first check. And I'm going to wait till I get signed. And I mean, it don't work like that. Do it now. You know what I mean? Never get comfortable where you at. I've been saying that for years. You know what I mean? Rick Ross, the old Maybach music, all the Young Money, them dudes drop videos every other week. You got to work 10 times as harder than them.
Right.
You know what I mean? Word up. They drop mixtapes two or three times a month or every month. You know what I mean? You got to work 10 times harder than them. And they're rich. You know what I mean? Word up. You see, Diddy still getting it. You know what I'm saying? Diddy still getting it. I was done. I tell everybody that Lady Gaga a couple of weeks ago, the first weekend, sold $3 million. I mean, sold 3 million bottles of her perfume.
Wow.
She don't gotta make another record in her life.
No.
You know what I'm saying? But the reason why she has to is because if she stopped a month later from now, 3 weeks from now, before that next album drop, there's gonna be a big newsflash that's gonna say the next Lady Gaga or the new Lady Gaga.
Right.
Jay-Z opened up the Barclays Center, but it's still rap because it's not. He's gonna be, oh, you mean the old Jay-Z, whatever. The music keeps you relevant. You know what I mean? It took me a while to realize that. The music keeps you relevant. You know what I mean? Even though we on this interview, we're talking about She Got Next and producing and stuff like that. You know me from being an artist.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's just taking that and moving it as a vehicle. That's the advice.
I appreciate it. I know somebody else gonna appreciate it. You want to say anything else? Any shout outs?
Word. Yo, check me out. I mean, check out me and Mar Barker in this web series. It's called 40 and Leroy. It's hilarious. My homie, Aris Glasper, is in it. It's directed by Reed McCants. You seen Reed and Women's Out Loose, the second one on the seventh day with Blair Underwood. He played the warden in Civil Brand, Lisa Ray. And the Bratz, you know what I mean? His wife, Neva Barnett, executive producer. Actually, Neva Barnett is the first black female to direct sitcoms. You know what I mean? Word. She did the Cosby Show, Different World and stuff like that. Yeah, word. So I got Mar Barkley is in it. She played my girlfriend, Cece. I play Ray Ray. You know what I mean? It's hilarious. It's all improv comedy. You know what I mean? Mar Barkley does a tremendous job. I gotta send you some of the clips. So yeah, definitely get that, check that out. Me and Lady Luck, we working on a couple of things. You know what I mean? It's hip hop, but for Luck it's outside of hip hop. You know what I mean? She's also her Glory Velez is the official host for the She Got Next, you know, we go out traveling and stuff like that. Check out SheGotNextTour.com. Death Beat, Entertainment, Dang, you know what I mean? I'm working on the Best Of Adonis, First Lady Part 2 mixtape. Adonis the Amazon is like the queen of Philly. She is nasty with it. Who else? Canary Diamonds, he's doing some work with Dr. Dre right now. You go to my doctor's page and check out her mixtape, No Gravity. Who else? Yeah, shout out to my homie Murder Baby, PJ Whiteout, Team Whiteout in the building. You know what I mean? Still dropping those mixtapes. That's what it is. You know what I mean?
If you or anyone else you know would like to have their poetry, music featured on the Pro Flow for Show Show, hosted by Mr. Mad Max, check us out, www.maxheat.com. Don't be left out. Don't be the last to know. Spread the word. It's Pro Flow Radio. If you or anyone else you know would like to have their poetry, music featured on the Pro Flow for Show Show, hosted by Mr. Mad Max, check us out, www.maxheat.com. Don't be left out. Don't be the last to know. Spread the word. It's Pro Flow Radio.